And if you guys just joined us, this is your inspirational corner. Show, inspirational show. And for the last interview of this show, we are joined by Shoaib Philander, a Cape Townian professional skateboarder. He is 29 years old of age, and he started skateboarding at the age of 13. So he has been skateboarding for 13 years. Wow, that's a lot, yo. Shoaib founded 20 Skate, a professional skateboard club, in 2011 and registered it as a business in 2016. He founded a NPO, EduSkate, which uses our influence as a professional sports club to empower youth at living in impoverished areas. Morning, Shoaib, how are you? I'm sorry, it's afternoon. Where's my mind?
Good afternoon, yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. And yourself?
I'm good, thank you. Okay, let me ask. Why is skateboarding so important for you?
One of the reasons why skateboarding is personally so important to me is because when one gets into skateboarding, you know, you literally try and figure out how does this piece of wood work, you know. What do I need to do in order to get comfortable and start acquiring a skill to learn how to skateboard? And once you learn the basics of it, you then try and progress constantly at the skateboard, at the art of skateboarding, because skateboarding as an art cannot be perfected, you know. One can never ever learn all the tricks that can be done on a skateboard. And personally for me, that same mentality I take into my personal life, whereby as a human being I'm constantly trying to achieve more and be a greater person and a more positive influence in society. So yeah.
You go as far as teaching children in your neighborhood how to skateboard. Why is that so?
I just realized basically what skateboarding could do for me personally. And it's just the lack of opportunities that our community needs. And aside from, basically, it's just me doing what I can for my community to the best of my ability, you know. And it's like, it's unifying the community, what I can do on my level. So
cool.
Yeah.
Tell me more about 20 Skate. What was the aim, reason for starting this organization?
So how this came about is that we saw gang signs sprayed on the skate park ramps at the skate park. And this was a space, a recreational space built by the city of Cape Town that was basically built for us to, you know, spend time at. And it was our escape from all the negative things that were happening in the streets in Cape Town. And when we saw that our space being taken over by the negative aspect, we wanted to reclaim that space and positively influence that space and things that would come into that space and that surrounds that space. So therefore, we saw the need for 20 Skate and we started it. We took action, and because we took action, we literally saw the community taking it and making it as their own. As you know, as I said, they needed the opportunity and we provided it. And yeah,
what challenges have you faced in your organization, as it is difficult for the community to take skateboarding as a sport?
Yeah, so basically the main challenges that we've had with skateboarding and general public is just educating the general public as to what skateboarding is really about, you know. It's not just a sport, first of all. There is a sport aspect to it, but it's very creative as well. So you get the sport side of it where we educate people on the safety of skateboarding, because a lot of people are scared and think it's a bit dangerous. But, you know, we learn how to fall as well as learn how to doing the tricks. So that's just important, you know, for future injuries to be minimized. We learn how to fall as well.
This is a motivational segment for children who are interested in skateboarding and are unable to skateboard due to different illnesses. What do you have to say to them? Or what do you want to say to them?
Yeah, well, fortunately, like, the so the mentality that skateboarding gave me is like the resilience, you know. It's fall 7 times, stand back up 8 times. So no matter what it is, no matter what your challenges is, if your goal is clear, try different methods in order to get to that goal. It doesn't mean that you have to cancel that goal or that goal is impossible to achieve. You just have to change the method and keep the goal the same.
And for those who are able bodies to do skateboarding, that wants to do skateboarding, but it's too lazy to do it, what do you want to say to them?
What I want to say to them is drink a glass of water before you go to bed. That will make sure that you get up early in the morning. Be sure to make up your bed when you get up early in the morning. It will teach you a discipline factor. The first thing about getting up in the morning and making up your bed is already an achievement in the right direction.
What does the future hold for you and your organization?
So currently we won the 2018 National Red Bull contest in Joburg in July. So officially we are South Africa's best skateboard crew. What we are going to do is get skateboarding registered as a sport in the Western Cape first and then take it to the other provinces so we can get it done nationally. What our objective is, of course, is to be the number one team in South Africa. And personally, I would like to be the coach of the South African team for the 2024 Olympics.
Thank you so much for allowing me to interview you. Guys, that was the interview with Shoaib Philander.